Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. If you're a new listener, welcome. We meet together here every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And may the Lord bless you as you share these next few moments with us. We've been talking on recent broadcasts about one of the fruit of the Spirit entitled meekness, and we were sharing the importance of meekness, that Jesus indeed was our example. He was absolutely strong and powerful in his authority. He knew how to address wickedness and the evil of his time. For example, how he addressed the Pharisees, the Sadducees, how he drove the money changers out of the temple. But we have to understand that meekness does not mean weakness, because Jesus was certainly meek, as he described himself, and lowly in heart, but he was not lacking in authority. And so I've been sharing why meekness is important in our Christian walk, and I did share some scriptures on these first couple points I'll share. And if anytime you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to the website, unveilchrist.org, click on the broadcast, and you can rehear or listen to any broadcast that you may have missed. But it's important for restoration in the body of Christ. As Galatians 6:1 says, if a man is overtaken of fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And then meekness, of course, gives power to give instruction. If someone comes over, imagine you may need instruction. You may have some areas that need addressing in your life, and someone comes to you and they come with a haughty and a proud spirit, that would make you feel terrible. We have to have a spirit of humility and meekness, as 2 Timothy 2:25 says, a person can oppose himself, and when he does that, he not only is a detriment to his own walk, but he cuts himself off from good. And it takes a meek person to instruct a person who might be in that condition. Now let's go on. What's the third thing that requires meekness? Well, our testimony. We need meekness in our testimony, or to give a good answer. 1 Peter 3:15 has this injunction: be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and reverence. You know, to be able to give an answer, even theologically correct, is not enough, because you know what's important and what people are really listening to. It's the spirit in which that answer is given. That is so very important. We must only answer a sinner's serious inquiry with truth, but it has to be wrapped in meekness, not that we're the final authority. And that will take down a person's defenses. They won't feel they'll have to shield themselves from some kind of verbal assault or attack. And so if we do otherwise, it could bring an offense, and that's the last thing you'd want to do. So a meek answer is loaded with power, and it draws men to God. And fourthly, the last point I'd like to share is that why meekness is important. It's necessary for our growth and spiritual maturity. Listen to what James says, the first chapter, verse 21. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So, beloved, we need meekness in order to receive the engrafted or implanted word of God in our hearts, that we may continue growing in Christ. And We know from the example of the parable of the seed or the sower, you remember Jesus talked about different kinds of soil and the seed that fell on that soil? Well, God's word can only be implanted in the receptive soil of submission to that word. That's the good ground that had 30, 60, and 100-fold increase. So meekness allows the potent power of that word to grow in us, and then his word becomes our power. And so, beloved, in order to really grow, you know, it says Jesus, our God, resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. And you know, there's so many needs that we have in our lives. Some of you listening, you may have physical needs, but the slogan that years ago Brother Glass gave to this ministry, the whole word for the whole man to the whole world, God is interested not just in your physical health, but he wants to continue the work that Jesus started when he was here on this earth. He continues it through the body of Christ to heal broken and wounded spirits. Psalm 147 and 3 says, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Is that something that you need and could use today? When Jesus walked the face of this earth, and also in every generation, through those who were compassionate and had the heart of their Savior, Jesus has reached out to people everywhere, to those who have heartaches and those who have problems that they can't deal with. Healings of hurts and bruises and wounds of the inner man, I believe, is still one of the most important healing works today. And perhaps, you know, it's not as readily visible as physical healing, but I believe it's so extremely vital because it deals with the inner depths of a man. In fact, as I've shared recently in my partner letters, that spiritual immaturity has been said to be the greatest need within the church. There are so many babies that are occupying pews, and they have not been willing to allow the Lord to deal with carnality. You know, our spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. And God won't contravene our will. We have to be willing to be willing. So, believers, everyone who's listening to me right now, if you want to be able to effectively minister to others, the word says that we have the ministry of reconciliation. You have to experience God's healing yourself. And there are many ways that wounds can be afflicted. The Bible warns us about offending others. Matthew 18 and 7 says, woe unto the world, these are the words of Jesus, because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe unto that man by whom the offense cometh. And so a way people can be heard many, many times is through the words of others. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. That's Proverbs 18 and 8. And of course, we know what James had to say, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. And a weak or immature believer can be abused and injured by another person's liberty in Christ. And when we do that, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 8 and 12, when you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. That's very, very serious. There's so many ways of wounding. Inconsiderate, selfish behavior, that's a source of wounding. And the Lord wants us to be so very, very careful of how we treat others, not just with our actions, but with our words. The word tells us in Philippians 2 and 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. And, you know, then there's, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. There are the self-inflicted wounds of resentment or bitterness. Hebrews 12 and 15 says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. When a person is bitter, that bitterness, it just has a way of spilling out and spilling over. And that's why the author goes of Hebrews goes on to say that many can be defiled. We just don't keep bitterness to ourselves. It just exudes from us. And it's very, very serious. So what is the Lord's heart? What is His plan? He wants all of His disciples, those who follow Him, to become peacemakers, learning to help others get along and to be reconciled. And the Lord wants you, first of all, though, to be delivered from the pain and injury of the wounds that you've experienced. Because if you're not healed, that will keep you from walking in the joy of the Lord and the abundant life that He's promised. Now, there is another wounding that, it sounds contradictory, but it's something we all must experience, and that's a wounding unto death that every disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ must experience. And it's found here in Romans 6:11, where the word says, "Even so, consider yourself also dead to sin and your relation to it broken, but that you are alive to God, living in unbroken fellowship with Him in Christ Jesus." That's amplified. And God will never strip away those protective emotional walls or barriers or covers we may surround ourselves with. We have to willingly allow Him to remove those defensive responses, which are there because we've been conditioned by prior hurts. And we have to allow the Lord to heal us and teach us how to love ourselves as well as others, even the unlovable. A seed which falls into the ground produces new life, like a resurrection many times over. And when anyone chooses to shield himself from this death to self process, he stops the cycle. God's plan is that a believer, like the grain of corn or wheat, fall into the ground and die in order to bring forth much fruit. And if a believer will die to those petty differences which separate people and be willing to be misunderstood in order to help someone and not only think of himself first, but others, this is the death of the believer, the death of self, that allows the life of Christ to flow through him. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown, and we'll take this up on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you so much, my spiritual family, my radio family, my UCM partners. Thank you for your prayers and giving. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.